This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
8:36 in the morning. You're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana Mukhtar and Wong Xiaoning. But before that, let's take a look ahead to the Johor state elections and the apparent divisions within the opposition parties. Now, the upcoming Johor polls will see the opposition coalition Pakatan Harapan vying for votes with two different flags. Opposition leader Datuk Sri Anwar Ibrahim has said that PKR will use its own logo, while DAP and Amanah will contest under the Pakatan Harapan emblem.
In a joint statement, DAP Secretary General Lim Guan Eng and Amanah President Muhammad Sabu said that they respect their allies' position, but they also expressed a preference that all PH partners run under one flag. Now, is this a sign of underlying tensions and a lack of unity within the PH coalition? And does this augur well for PH's chances in the state elections?
So to find out, we speak to one party of this coalition. We have Liu Chin Tong, Johor Chairman of DAP, on the line. Chin Tong, good morning. Thanks very much for joining us today. Let's start with the logo issue. PKR is set to use its own logo, while Amanah and DAP will stick with the PH banner. Why isn't PH uniting under one common logo?
I think we have already seen this in the Malacca election. What I'm thankful is that we have a decision. We have a decision to decide on what logo to use, and therefore the respective party can proceed to prepare for their election campaign, compared to the Malacca state election where we were dragging our feet on deciding which logo to use and knowing that there is a strong sentiment within PKR that they desire to use the PKR logo as the common logo, while the two other parties, DAP and Amanah, do not agree to use PKR logo as the common logo. So I think having a decision is better than not having a decision. So we came from that mind frame, and then we see what happened after that.
I hear you, Chin Tong, but what does this say about unity among the PH parties then?
I mean, admittedly, there are tensions, there are differences, and we are trying to manage differences. So I think that is there's no point to hide that there's no differences between DAP and Amanah on one side and PKR on the other side. So we are trying to manage differences, and we are trying to, ensure that at the least there are some common framework for us to operate.
And what are these differences that y'all cannot resolve?
PKR thinks that they are the key party and there are certain views that they hold. They think that the coalition's Pakatan Harapan has to be in its current form, which is three parties, and also preferably using PKR logo as a common logo, whereas DAP and Amanah prefers to work with all other parties as much as possible. Of course, there are circumstances where some parties you just cannot work with them because they are demanding a lion's share of seats and other arrangements. But the point is that DAP and Amanah believe that we have to work with as many friends as possible in the context of a coalition. We are of the view that each of us individually may have our strength, but in Malaysian politics, in the way the seats are arranged, delineated, we should work within the context of a coalition. The coalition effect is greater than any of our individual parties.
Okay, Chin Tong. It does appear that the coalition seems to be very bogged down with looking at the logo rather than looking at maybe policies or the manifesto that's going to be presented in Johor. I mean, what's the development on there? Are you spending as much time talking about the manifesto as you are about logos?
Yeah, I think as far as the Johor election is concerned, we are very determined to put the logo issue behind us, which is why we have this decision so early in the whole process. We have decided that this is what we're going to do, and we've decided that DAP and Amanah is going to use Harapan logo, and that's how we proceed, so that we can put these questions behind us, and instead of being packaged with other issues like in the Malacca state election, where it took us a long time to decide which logo to print and to decide on seat negotiations. I think at the least, the Johor campaign now can start with a clear idea which party is going to use which logo. And also, among the three parties, DAP, Amanah, and PKR, we have resolved the the seat negotiation among us. And now it is for us to engage, for the three parties to engage MUDA together to do seat negotiation. And subsequently, hopefully, we can reach a deal as soon as possible. So that if we can settle seat negotiation, then we can focus on campaigning on policies and issues. Unfortunately, in politics, we will have to deal with questions of logo. We have to deal with questions of seats. But if we can resolve this as early as possible, then we will have a lot more time to concentrate on building policy platform, engaging the voters on what sort of future that we want to build together through this election.
Okay, but so, Chung Tong, if I'm looking at the seat allocations, PKR and Amanah, they're going to contest 20 seats, excuse me. You've got 16, but in the whole of Johor, there's 56 seats. So basically, everything has been allocated. So it doesn't look like there's actually any room for Warisan or even MUDA in this coalition.
No, basically, among the three parties, the agreement is to decide among the three parties, the seat allocation among the three parties, and then these three parties will engage MUDA in a deep dive in order to work out a compromise. That means once the three parties settle where they are, and then they will have to work with MUDA and work out an agreeable arrangement with MUDA so that MUDA have the number of seats that they desired, and we go in some form of electoral pact.
Chin Long, this is going to be the fourth state election that we're undergoing since the pandemic. We had Sabah, Sarawak and Malacca. In all three of the previous elections, PH did not do that well. What lessons have you learnt from the election failures that you're going to be implementing for the Johor state elections?
I think the Johor state election hopefully is the turning point for Pakatan and for the nation. Hopefully. It is not easy. We are managing this. We are managing also a difficult coalition. But this election is interesting. This election is the first election where there are only 18. They're automatic registered voter. There are also MUDA in the scene. And this is also do or die battle for Bersatu. And of course, this is a major challenge for Pakatan Harapan.
Okay.
And this election for the voters is the first. Well, for the voters, this is a post-COVID election. We have to articulate what would be a post-COVID future. We also have to articulate what is the future for Malaysia. I think Johor, unlike other states, this election to most voters, they know that this is actually a do-or-die battle, because if UMNO is to win a two-thirds majority in Johor, they know what's our future for Malaysia.
Do you think
most voters? Yeah, I think increasingly.
Because what is
more,
the vision that you're presenting, Chin Tong? What is the vision that PH is presenting for the future of Malaysia? Because from what we've just heard, it does seem like the coalition is fragmented rather than united. And what campaign theme are you going to run on this time?
We will reveal the campaign themes in the days to come. But basically, this is actually an election where we, from Johor, and the voters of Johor will decide which way the country will go forward. There's one way in which UMNO is presenting to the nation, whereby UMNO will lead, and UMNO will return Malaysia to pre-2018, and UMNO, with UMNO as the dominant party. I think that is the future that UMNO is presenting to the nation, in which they term it as stability and prosperity. That is UMNO's future. But here, we who desire change, we will have to come together. I'm not going to explain exactly what we are going to do, and we'll do it in the days to come. But the point is that for all of us who do not agree with that future, we must come together and work out compromises and work out a new vision for the nation. If we fail to convince the nation that there is a better alternative, the nation will return to pre-2018, as UMNO desired. So that is a challenge for all of us. I know it's difficult. I am in the midst of it, and I struggle. But I think more and more Malaysians realize the importance of this Johor election, and hopefully we can work together and find a way out.
Chin Tong, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. That was Liu Chin Tong, Johor chairman of the DAP, trying to sound valiantly optimistic ahead of the Johor state elections, but leaving us with a number of questions, I feel, in terms of what Pakatan Harapan has planned for policy in Johor.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't start off on a very good note when you can't agree on your logo and you've got two separate logos running concurrently, confusing the voting public. But aside from that, I think it's critical that they come up with a campaign theme. What is Pakatan promising or offering Malaysians?
Well, he did mention
that... Or Johorians, actually, for that matter, actually.
He did mention that they need to resolve issues of the logo, of the state seats, before they even get to the issue of policy.
Have they sat down to discuss it yet, though? Time is running out. I mean, we're going to get the nominations. Nomination day is going to be announced soon, I guess, by the EC, and then we'll know when the elections will run. I would imagine that they're busy discussing this at the moment.
I'm sure they're having round-of-the-clock discussions, and we're going to be following up with them as things develop.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.